fish is the Waxman-Markey climate. This is the climate change bill. Goes to vote in the House tomorrow. Why is no one talking about this? Instead, everybody's talking about health care. Oh, because our president is David Copperfield. The bill aims to cap greenhouse gas emissions by 17% of 2005 levels and by 2020, 80% of those levels by 2050. Waxman points to the EPA's finding that cap and trade is going to cost $140 a year per household, which he's promoting as the cost of a postage stamp every day. Unfortunately, the numbers don't add up. According to the Heritage Foundation, after adjusting for inflation, the government would collect $5.7 trillion in tax revenue between 2012 and 2035. They found that by 2035, the Waxman-Markey cap-and-trade legislation would also raise electricity rates 90% after adjusting for inflation. Raising inflation-adjusted gasoline prices by 58%. Raise residential natural gas prices by 55%. And raise an annual the average family's annual energy bill by $1,241. And that's just the cost to consumers, never mind the fact that businesses faced with high energy costs are going to raise the cost of everything that you buy. There is still time. Tomorrow the vote goes to the House, and the farm state Democrats are weak in the knees because they know they're going to actually answer to people with common sense and overalls. Call them. The number is on your screen right there. Call the switchboard. There needs to be some common sense in the House, and then it's going to be picked up and go to the Senate if it passes tomorrow. David Kreutzer, he is the senior policy analyst in energy economics and climate change at the Heritage Foundation, and Peter Schiff is the president and chief global strategist at Euro-Pacific Capital. David, let me start with here. What is this besides a giant tax bill that will destroy the economy?
It's nothing besides that. If it were a climate bill, then we should expect to see some climate change as a result of it. And the climatologists have calculated it would make 0.05 degree difference in 2050. Maybe at most 0.2 degree, and probably less than that in 2100. So it's a tax bill. And it's a hidden tax bill. They're calling it cap and trade, cap and invest, cap and something. But it's cap and tax. It's going to raise energy prices. Energy consumers, businesses have to pay that tax.
Peter,
thousands of dollars per family per year.
This is a derivatives market, right? This is creating a new, right?
Well, they're hoping to create that in the trade portion of it, but you're right. It's a tax. It's, you know, we're kicking an economy when it's down. The last thing we need is a new tax, especially one as expensive to enforce and administer as this tax. And what really bothers me is they don't even really have the specifics in the bill they're passing. They're giving the EPA a blank slate. I mean, didn't they learn anything from TARP? I mean, who knows what these guys are going to come up with?
Yes, I contend they did learn something from TARP. They can create a monster, and nobody even looks at it. I mean, I think this is the biggest and probably the best misdirection. This is why I say Barack Obama is genius. The misdirection on this is incredible. Nobody's talking about this, and they vote on it tomorrow.
It's 1,200 pages. Nobody can have read the thing. And I heard a congressman say, well, if I only had a few hours, then I could really understand it. And I'm thinking, wow, he must be Einstein. Mm-hmm. If he could understand it in a few hours. Yeah, I couldn't read a third of it.
But it's not even just kicking us when we're down. They're actually kicking us in the groin because it's going to hurt the industry the most. I mean, at the time where we really have to start producing more and making more products and being globally competitive and exporting, this is a giant tax on productivity, on production. I mean, who knows? Companies might actually go out of business just so they can sell their carbon credit.
Well, this is the thing that that kills me is, and that we don't learn. The people who are in bed helping draft this legislation are big companies, gigantic corporations, energy companies. Cap and trade, the biggest lobbyist for that was Enron.
Right.
Because they knew it was a scam and they could get rich off of it. So it's going to be designed to hurt the little guy.
They had to give away 85% of the tax revenue to different special interests to get it out of the first committee. So this is a tax bill that's the most inefficient tax bill that we've ever had. It destroys
85% of the money is going to special interest and not going into the Treasury?
Absolutely. They had to give that away. Those are called the value of the so-called allowances.
It's obscene.
Oh, it's
they're stealing. Let me just show you a couple of. This is a gas bill. The average family gas bill is $68. Under this, if it passes, it will be $105.40. Here's the average American family gas bill to keep Florida above water gas company. Average gas bill here, $167. With cap and trade, $272. The electric bill. Average American family's electric bill. Save the polar bear. $99 now, it will be $180. How do we...
We can't. You know, if the economy was in sound shape, then maybe you can make an argument that we can afford it. But we're already broke. We're already suffering from all the government meddling of the past. It's just one incompetent program after another. They've destroyed the economy, and now they're doing this. They got all their health care plans. They're not even looking at reality. And instead of reforming the regulations that led to this mess and focusing on the bigger issues, they're just creating additional problems.
How long does it take for us to go into irreparable status if this passes?
That's a good question. We don't know. I mean, we saw how quickly we went into recession with the higher energy prices from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to make, instead of a sharp temporary increase in energy prices, we're going to have a permanent increase in energy prices. And those have always come before recessions, sharp run-ups in energy prices. So it's like we want to legislate a permanent recession.
Well, we're already in one. It's just going to keep getting worse, so this is just going to help turn it into...
Extend it.
Okay, guys, thank you very much. Now,